It's Thursday, August 4th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. And we've come to the end of our study on the first seven verses of John 14. Let's read verse 6 and 7 together. Starting in verse 6, says, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. All right, right there. Jesus makes it crystal clear that knowing him is knowing the Father. I want to say it again. Knowing Jesus is knowing the Father. In verse 7, he promises, from now on, you do know him. And the baseline reasoning for that is because they know Jesus. So here's the big question. Do you know God? That is the big question. And we've got to be able to answer that truthfully. Do you know God? Not do you go to Sunday school, not do you read your Bible, not do you stay involved with your church or act nice to people, or do you not drink or cuss or whatever else. It's, do you know God? I want you to listen to what J.I. Packer says in his book, Knowing God. He asks the question, what were we made for? Answer, to know God. What aim should we set ourselves in life? To know God. What is the eternal life that Jesus gives? Knowledge of God. John 17:3 says, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. And he goes on and he asks, what is the best thing in life, bringing more joy, delight, and contentment than anything else? It's knowledge of God. Jeremiah 9:23-24 says this, this is what the Lord says, let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the strong man boast of his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches, but let him who boasts boast about this, that he understands and knows me. What of all the states God ever sees man in gives God most pleasure? It's knowledge of himself. Hosea 6:6 says, I desire the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings, says God. Listen, knowledge of God is everything to us. The question of questions, do you know God? J.I. Packer goes on and he says, what makes life worthwhile is having a big enough objective, something which catches our imagination and lays hold of our allegiance. And this the Christian has in a way that no other person has. For what higher, more exalted, and more compelling goal can there be than to know God? Now, let's be honest. Okay? We can say amen to that with as much gusto as a hog in a mud hole, right? Like, we can say amen, we can say yes, we agree. But what does it really mean? Like, what does it really mean to know God? Like, how do we put some skin on that truth? How do we know God? Well, there are four main analogies given in the Gospels that tells us the manner in which we know God. First of all, in the manner of a son knowing his father. Second of all, in the manner of a wife knowing her husband. All right, number three, a subject knowing his king. And lastly, a sheep knowing its shepherd. All right, so we can look at these pictures and they tell us something about God. How he cares for us, how he provides for us, how he loves us. Man, does he love us. So, how do we experience this? How do we know God? Do we need to go to a certain place? Do we need to, like, kneel in a certain way or even say a certain prayer? How do we know God? The text today says that in order to know God, we must know Jesus. You may think, well, that was easy for his disciples. I mean, Hey, they could hang out with him. They actually saw him. They actually talked to him. But the New Testament teaches that Jesus, having risen from the dead, is loose and at large. And here's what I mean by that. We too can have the same kind of relationship with him as the disciples had in the days of his flesh. The only differences are, first of all, his presence is spiritual, not bodily, right? And second of all, his way of speaking to us now is not by uttering fresh words, but rather by applying to our consciences the Word of God. Knowing Jesus involves the same kind of personal discipleship as it was for the 12 disciples when he was on earth. The same Jesus that walked with them walks with us now. And knowing him involves following him. He says this in John 10, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." So, let us do as disciples do. Let us deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Jesus. And in so doing, magnify Christ in all the earth. On Fridays at the First Baptist Daily, we'll be taking one of your questions. If you have a question for the First Baptist Daily, please send it to ben@fbcenterprise.com or on Twitter at twitter.com/jbenbowden. Tomorrow's question is a good one. This is what it reads. In light of many different worldviews and religions in the world, is it arrogant to claim that Jesus is the only way to God? We are going to look at that biblically tomorrow when we meet again on the First Baptist Daily.